This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Listening to Nasty Knuckles, the Hockey Outlaws podcast, with your hosts, Derek Nasty Suttermeyer and former Philadelphia Flyer enforcer Riley Cote, as they go behind the scenes with your favorite NHL players. Time to face off.
All right, welcome back. What's happening, Nasty?
What's up, Riggs? What do we got going on here? A little 3-1 action.
3-1 action, but also trying to warm my ass up here. It's freezing.
Oh, God, it's hotter than tamale on some heat fire on here, dude. We don't need the heat. You're blowing all the circuits in the damn studio trying to turn heat on. It feels great.
Trying to rock a short-sleeve shirt here today. Freezing me out.
Brent Burns beard going. You should be fine, warmed up.
Well, I am. I got to do what I can. Freezing me out, dude. But you're right. 3-1.
3-1, baby.
I guess the Flyers aren't going 82-0 this season.
You're right. I don't think they can now.
Not anymore.
Not after last night. But I'll tell you what, they fought till the end.
Yeah.
Today, man, and you're seeing that. We talked a lot about it. But, man, what a difference in just every little aspect of the compete and all that stuff. And it's paying off.
100%, yeah. We talked about it going into the season. The identity creation and just finding that culture and just, you know, really just having that solid foundation of work, which seems to be pretty apparent. A little sloppy in a couple of the games, but overall, the 3 comeback wins, it almost, you know, I wouldn't say yesterday was exactly a comeback opportunity necessarily, scored late, but they, you know, they're pressing and but some great performances by some of the players, including Carter Hart, who's been the backbone for some of these breakdowns.
Really good. And 2 goals against, you know, in his first 3 games. I think his save percentage is like 9.45,
right?
Which is great. He's played awesome, and that helps anytime. 100%. And you remember Torts has talked about it's going to take some time to get the system down. Odd man rushes that he probably doesn't want, or as many. It's going to happen in a game when you're taking chances and you're pushing the tempo like they're doing. It was a situation last night against Florida where I believe it was Nick Seeler and Zamula.
The 2-on-2?
Yeah, the 2-on-2 play, and I loved his response after the game. He was asked about it, and he said, you know, he called him in and said, hey, what were you 2 guys thinking? He didn't lose his mind.
Yeah.
He, you know, these are young guys, and I love how he handled that. And like you said, it's going to take time. And even I was watching, listening to Rick talk at our buddy and Biz on TNT last night, and Talk was saying, you got to be careful run and gun all the time. You got a good goalie back there, but after a while, you know, it could be dangerous. But I love the energy, and that's what he was saying too. Love their energy.
Well, you got
their compete. And that's what we were looking for. And, you know, a 3-1 start's great. I think everyone should be pretty happy about that, especially with injuries
Yeah, no doubt.
Still dealing with some injuries as well.
Yeah, I know. And piggybacking on what Talk was saying, I fully agree. I mean, the only way to sustain this is to be a little bit more controlled in picking your battles. You know, when you're moving up ice and trying to play that running gun, because again, we talked about this. They have to score as a collective. They don't have, you know, that ability to score these extra goals. So, and I think they're gonna wear themselves out if they keep going this way and always have to play comeback. But the resilience is there. All the stuff we're talking about, you know, that identity is very obvious. You know, early in the season, I know we're only four games deep here, right. but you know, Torts has definitely put his fingerprint on this, and you know, obviously a couple guys still out of the lineup that are impact players. So we'll see where this goes from here. But I mean, you know, we mentioned Carter Hart, but I mean, Konechny looks like all-star Konechny.
Yep.
You know, Hayes is moving the puck and making some pretty nice plays. D'Angelo is obviously adding some points and, as well as some energy there. What are your thoughts about some of these guys going?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about TK. Like, he was my pick. Like, to really have a good year, I feel like Torch is letting him play his game. He's got him on the PK.
Yeah.
I mean, he's playing the shit out of him, and TK's taking advantage of it. You know, he's got four goals, like you said, two assists, I think, 6 points in the first four games, and he's got that kind of FU
he does.
Back in his game, and that's when he's the best TK he can be as far as a player. And it looks like, again, we're only four games in. Tony, D'Angelo, and Provy look pretty good together.
Yep.
You know, Provy's even, I think he's got four assists. Mm-hmm. And like you said, D'Angelo's got 5 points. He's right up there in the top of the league with, as far as D. And again, we're only four games in. But it's just nice to see they're kind of, it looks like they're gelling. A lot of season left to go. But so far, so good for me. And again, that the Carter Hart's play right now is probably been one of the major stories.
Yeah, I agree. And then you look at like some, you know, say fringe guys like Delorier, couple Tillies, you know, banging the body, you know, moving in a straight line. Zach McEwen, you know, hustling yesterday, gets to that puck and, you know, gets an assist on the goal. You know, you're getting contributions, whether it's on the scoreboard, but, you know, in the game by everyone. Everyone's moving in the right direction. As a collective unit, which is nice to see early, you know, and establish that foundation for the season, because, you know, I think there's a lot of question marks going into the season, right? I mean, everyone was hopeful just like last year, but certainly trending in the right direction and building that strong foundation for the season.
I thought, and you know, one guy I do want to mention too is JVR.
He's 5 points,
been
right?
Been in front of that net doing his thing, and I love the other night in Tampa. You know, you get down and Delorier goes over to our buddy, Big Pat. Big Rig, and you know, they end up going, and it seemed to give the bench energy. You saw when he came out of the box, you know, everybody's standing, and next thing you know, we got a tie game again. And even the game-winning goal was just extra work, extra stick work. Noah Cates.
Yeah, right.
Noah Cates. And he ends up scoring a goal because he just kept working. He didn't give up on that puck, turned around, throws it, game-winning goal.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see, like you said, it's nice to get a good start to the season when, you know, people are, you know, you're guessing because we don't know. Like, it takes time, right? And that's what Torch says, we're not there, but he likes what he's seeing. So
100%, yeah. And, you know, you got a couple leaders out of the lineup, right? Go-to guys, Coots, Atkinson, Ristolainen, but you know, Scott Laughton is the only guy wearing an A right now, which is in line with what Torts is talking about going into the season. He's probably not going to come up and announce a captain this year, but you know, it'd be interesting how it plays out. You know, they're leading as a collective unit, right? They're coming together. It's nice to see, but who knows what happens? You know, as these guys come back in the lineup. Not saying that one of them will be the captain this year, but you know, maybe there's another A thrown around there as the season rolls. But interesting. You know, Lotz is obviously a leader. I mean, he's a hustler, and you know what you're going to get from the guy. You know, we'll see how this thing keeps trending. You know, we got a bunch of games coming up here, obviously, and a lot of good stuff to build up for sure.
Yeah, and you know, like I read a couple things where people are like, well, they haven't really played anybody. listen, you got to win the games. You got the league's not easy anymore, and you have to win the games you're supposed to win.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't even know if you say they're supposed to win those games. I mean, you know, that's up in the air. The season's early, in its early stages. But, hey, a 3-1 start's a 3-1 start. And, you know, they got a tough weekend coming up here. We'll see what happens. But I just love the attitude. I love the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't it amazing, like, when you have some confidence? You know, the way
momentum,
you play,
right?
It's just, you know, you see them get down. You don't want to play every game getting down 2 goals.
No,
we
you
all
don't.
Know that, and neither do they. But no panic.
Yeah.
Just keep going. It's like Baller was saying to us that, you know, he came in the intermission after Van. They were out shooting Van. You know, you go down, you're down a couple goals. And he said, just keep playing the way you're playing. We're going to win this game. And sure enough.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, I think starting with the bench boss, you know, Torts is notoriously, you know, a little bit hyperactive and aggressive. You know, his demeanor right now is calm. And therefore, it's translating. Obviously, again, 4 games deep, you know, things are going to change. And, you know, there's going to be some adversity, as we all know.
Yeah.
But as far as it looks right now, like, they have a nice thing going on. Yes, you don't want to be playing from behind all the time because, again, it's hard to sustain, especially when you don't have those extra few goals in the lineup. You know, again, it's a nice energy. Just love the direction.
Yes.
Special teams, you know, they're scoring power play goal in every game. Penalty kill could probably be a little bit better, but, you know, again, we're early in the season. There's a lot of refining to do. But trending in the right way. I think Flyer fans got to be happy with the start. Probably unexpectedly happy with the way things are going. So we will see how this thing keeps moving ahead. And what else you got in NHL news, Nast? I know you're digging up some stats this morning.
I don't really know if I dug up any stats, but it's just interesting. I've been watching a lot of hockey, obviously, but some of the good starts from some teams. Dallas. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that was a surprise, but you know, they started off 3-0. Watched the Rangers a couple times. I think they dropped their last game, but they're 3-1. Man, they're a talented team. Wow. You know, Calgary with a 3-0 start, kind of a remake there.
Yeah.
Of that team, or you know, added a couple different players, Kadri and Huberto, but. It's been kind of fun to watch, see what's going on. Poor San Jose Sharks. So starting off 0-5, that's a tough way to start a season, man.
Yeah, that is.
And our buddy
gonna make for a long one.
Oh, and our
it's
buddy
tough one to dig out of.
Our buddy Bruce, there it is.
Bruce, there
he's
it is.
He's had a tough start too. So man, maybe a couple Mini extra too, bagels man. And
yeah, I know, right?
Stuff getting on there, poor guy. Like, I feel bad for him. You're watching his, I watched his press conference after last game, and, you know, he just said, I thought we played hard. We played well. We just didn't, you know, get the result we wanted. But it's tough when you start the season out like that, for sure.
Yeah, no one likes to start the seasons off 0-3 or 0-5. It's tough. It's tough for the morale. Dig yourself out of that hole.
Especially when you're wearing all teal.
Yeah. That hurts. That hurts a little bit too.
That's a tough look on a uniform in my eyes. I can't see teal. When they wear the whites, it's not as bad.
Yeah, right.
But the teal, oh boy.
Well, speaking of jerseys, we were talking about this before. The Flyers reverse retro jerseys.
I don't mind them.
You don't mind them?
I really don't. I mean, I
wish they would have been orange, dude. I just feel like retro.
You in orange.
It's retro, man, with the Cooperalls, man. I think they're going to be rocking those for warm-ups, but that's old school orange, like that burnt orange,
it's not.
Doesn't flow with the Cooperalls, even though they're not rocking them for the game.
The Coopsies.
What are your thoughts? You like them?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't mind that white tube. I mean, how many times
retro,
are they wearing them? How many times are they wearing them? Well, they're just different. I don't know about retro. You're right. Retro is going back to...
Well, that's what it
But our normal
means.
Uniforms are kind of the retro jersey, if you
think
really
so?
Think about it. Well, yeah, if you go back,
yeah.
It's kind of the same. Now, I know what you mean with that different shade of orange, that darker shade.
Especially if you're going to, you know, work in the Cupras. The white just doesn't necessarily look that great.
My dad was the head trainer then when they wore those. They wore them for
two years.
Yeah, they wore them for 2 years. Hartford wore them for 1 year, and half their guys had high waters on it. It didn't look that great with Hartford, but players seemed to like them back in the day. I remember my dad saying they loved them, but I think the league stepped in.
Yeah, I think so too.
And didn't allow it anymore.
Yeah, well.
So, I mean, I don't hate them, but I don't know, something different.
Yeah.
It's going to make money.
Yeah, of course. I just thought that, you know, again, if you're bringing in the word retro,
right,
there needs to be a little more thought put into it, a little more retro put into it.
A little more retro.
You're retro.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I can be.
That hat's retro.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't even know what I have on.
You're retro.
Stranger Things. Nasty Knuckles.
We'll get back to the NHL.
Yes.
Any other movement? Our good friend Shel Samuelson, son, Matias Samuelson, signed the big ticket.
Oh, man.
57 games in the NHL, signed a 7-year deal for $30
million. I'll take
that. Oh, man.
Sign me up. I'll tell you what, going back, so few years ago, we played on the roller hockey rink.
Oh, at Skate Zone.
And we'd play ball hockey in the summer for workout, like 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. So Sammy always played, of course, because he's ultra competitive. And both his boys are out there. And so we're playing, game's going along. And Matias puts his stick out to, like, knock the ball off his dad's stick while Sammy steps on his blade. Oh, and, you know, the floor is slick. Right down. It's a big man.
It's a big man.
His foot goes out, head straight down the floor. Oof. Looks up, nose is on this side. No. It was, oh, yeah. And you should have seen his two boys run.
Oh.
Like, literally, like, went the
big
other
tree
way.
Fall and hard.
I'm like, yeah, it's going the wrong way right now, right now, man. We actually, when I saw Matias, it's a check every charity, we were talking about that. And he was like, oh, my God, I've never been so afraid in my life.
Right? It's PTSD from that moment.
You fucking dummy.
Had the old pool skimmer out.
Oh, my God. It was funny. But anyway, man, what a deal. Good for him, man. He's a great kid. He's a good player.
Obviously, yeah.
That's amazing getting it that early. But, hey, congrats, man.
What
are you going to say, no?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I mean, obviously a high pick, big body, can move,
big
can
body.
Shoot. He's got an edge like his father did. So it's a great signing.
I mean,
you lock these guys in early. And you're praying that they continue to develop. But, I mean, a guy like that, it's pretty much a guarantee that he's going to trend in the right way, right?
Yeah.
I mean, with his ability and size. And hopefully they can start winning some games there.
Yeah, they start off 2-1. Good start for them.
Yeah, for sure. What else has happened around the league, Nast?
Well, the Flyers did claim off of waivers Lucas Sedlak yesterday,
right.
Who Torts is very familiar with. I actually played with Scott Hartnell and Sam Gagne, two former Flyers, so now they've all three been Flyers.
Oh, yeah.
He said he's a utility player.
Yep.
I do remember the name. I just don't remember his game that much, but I guess we're going to see.
Yeah. And Torts was talking him up, but we watched an interview with him talking him up. He's a good, great teammate, and he said a utility guy, which was emphasized more than once, right? Not just the one-dimensional player, so... We'll see. Yeah. Obviously, he thinks highly of him, and he could squeeze him in the lineup. And
he said he could. He kind of alluded to the center situation. Maybe he was talking about Coots. Maybe not sure. I don't know if that's what he was saying, but he can play center. He could like utility. He can play everywhere. So he's kind of like you.
Yeah, kind of like D. me. Yeah. Up and down that fourth line.
You jumped back to D in the men's league now. You know,
I did,
you never did that in NHL.
Well,
though.
I did play some D in practice. Yeah, I did. I was a 13th forward, I need an extra body back there. I go back for practice.
Right, you want to jump back there?
Oh, yeah. Make some nice breakout plays and get up the ice and jump in the play, you know. Fourth forward, you know.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Sometimes you got to do it.
You got to do it. You got to do whatever coach wants you to do.
Yeah. But it is interesting to, you know, that they were able to do that, you know, like Torts obviously wanted this guy. So be interesting to see how he fits into the team.
Yeah, absolutely. And then around the league, I mean, lead leaders in scoring and on defense. You already mentioned Ghost and D'Angelo's up there. Obviously, Makar. Foxy Cat.
He's all right.
Yeah, not
Foxy
bad.
Foxy Cat, yeah.
some expected names back there, but nice to see D'Angelo top that list.
Yep.
And then probably, you know, in the same in the forward column, you know, with Panarin and a lot of guys that with 2 points a game, 2+ points a game. Again, four or five games deep for most of these teams. But the same type of names always rise to the surface. You know, Crosby, Connor McDavid, Ratanen. You know, there's a bunch of them that you'd expect to be up there, but certainly no like major surprises. But nice to start off the season with 2 points a game,
two plus points
a game.
Not bad at all.
Just like your men's league.
Not.
You're a 2 point a game
I
guy.
Wish I had
no,
two
you?
Points a game.
Yeah.
I don't think I am, bud.
And then, you know, just wishing Jacob Vrana the best and sending him some love. He's recently enrolled in the NHL substance abuse program, you know, dealing with his demons, but seeking help. So,
yes.
Wish him the best. Yep. It's not an easy thing to do. I know a lot of guys go through their own issues and. It's not easy, you know. Life is a grind. Obviously, pro sports is a grind. So, you know, hopefully he can get the help he needs and move on and have a successful year.
Yep.
Anything else, Nass, before we get rocking to the clear questions presented by Clear Rum?
Oh my, I like a little can of Clear Rum.
Yeah, we'll
the
get
clear
you one.
Crush.
We'll get you one.
All right.
Go to a Phillies game.
Let's do it. I know.
We won't have a problem finding one there.
Speaking of Phillies, how about the week the Philadelphia Sports just had? Except for the Sixers, they dropped their first game, but that's all right.
It happens.
But the rest of them.
Phillies on fire.
Phillies. Fun to watch right now, man.
Yeah, right?
It's fun to watch. So the boys have a couple days off heading to Nashville, where their next game is Saturday, and then Sunday back home. So they got a back-to-back this weekend. Sunday is against our good friend Oscar Lindblom.
Yeah.
With the San Jose Sharks in those teal uniforms. Luckily, they'll be wearing the white jerseys. And be nice to see him.
Yeah.
Weird to see him in a different uniform.
Yeah,
but,
no kidding, right?
Nonetheless, glad he's healthy and playing. And I don't want him to win that day. Maybe they'll win the day before so they don't get their first win here in Philly.
Yeah, you can't have that. That'd be a Debbie Downer.
That
for
would
sure.
be a Debbie Downer.
And then Nass, we're headed to Wash next week.
Yes, we are headed down to Washington with Tovey Hockey, taking these sticks that you just can't even believe how good they are. People are going to lose their mind when they feel these things. And you know what? TK's got 4 Gs. He could have 8 if
would,
he had
would
the Tovey.
So. I would say so. But, a little extra snap.
Yeah, a little extra snap. But, yeah, we're lucky, lucky to be going with the guys from Tovey. We're heading down to see the Capitals.
Yeah.
A few players show interest, and we're going to be down there all day seeing the team. See our boy Lavi.
Yeah, see Lavi.
Talk to Lavi Cats.
Oh, yeah.
See what he's doing.
See if he's stressed out, cranking the old five-hour energy Red Bull shots.
I should take some for him. Get him all excited.
Give him a seal, he'll snap that Tovey in half.
Cato, oh, I Cato. Might do my old thing where I used to go in there and Lavi thought it was funny. Cato didn't because you know how I'd always go, Cato.
Yeah.
So I got to where I could do it perfectly. So I'd go into Lavi's office and Lavi would just be quiet and I'd go, Cato. He'd come flying around that corner. What's up, Lavi? Oh, fuck you, Nasty. He would get so mad at me because I was chewing like, because he always called his name. But it's going to be great going with Tovey and showing those sticks. I can't wait to see you. Few of these guys with them in their hand, I think they're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully we can get Ovi.
That'd be nice.
Tovey and get him 60, 70 goals this year, maybe?
We might have to. If he gets that thing in his hand, I literally can't wait to see a shot with that stick, man.
It's gonna fly right off that thing. I mean, it already does. Obviously.
It does, but I mean, it'll be really interesting to see his
extra
shot
extra whip.
Yeah,
the guy could use a little extra whip.
Oh yeah,
around the horn 1 tee.
Wouldn't want to be that D-man.
Why not?
I used to tell Nick Schultz, "You're out of your mind."
Oh, I know Schultz.
They should
love
pay you
$10 million
to stand there. I don't even know if that's enough. But
yeah, just let the goalie see it. What's the point of getting?
That's what they're there for.
Yeah, right. Get the pads on.
Yeah. Stop the biscuit.
Tell him to stop shooting so hard.
Well, he's going to shoot harder now if he gets his thing. He's going to shoot harder.
All right, Nasta. I think we're ready to rock this time around.
Okay.
This is Clear Questions presented to you by our friends at Clear Rum.
Yes.
Baller, what do you got?
We got one from Uncle Moke on Instagram.
Uncle Moke?
He asked, how was Nikolaj Zverev in the locker room, and did everyone really hate him?
That's for you, Nast. I never played with him.
Guys did not hate him. He was actually very, very funny. He was fairly quiet guy, but I do not ever remember anyone hating him. He was
Is that the rumbling on the street?
I never heard that. That's the first I've heard of that. Interesting. I don't think I know Olavi wasn't a big fan.
Yeah, well.
Remember the story I told you where I used to bust Lavi's balls because he had a stat that was like he had the most goals per player in NHL per ice time. So I would always and Mike Richards loves playing with him. He loved playing with him. And I used to always bust Lavi's balls. I'd be like, well, he's just sitting down there, most goals, you know, and he would score, and he would score a goal, right? So every time when he would score, I would like elbow Lavi, and he'd be like, "Fuck!" He'd like shake his head, but obviously he's happy. He scored.
Yeah, of course.
But so the one night we're playing, and he did something dumb. He looked like he wasn't trying. So he's at the far end of the bench near center ice in the center, and Lavi like elbows me hard, and I'm like, "What?" Like nothing happened. Usually it was like if we score a goal. And he elbows me. He goes, most goals per ice time, huh? And I went, yeah, Z, he's right. And he goes, yeah, he's asleep. Look, he had his head
on
the glass with his eyes closed. He goes, go down there and tell him he'll never play again if he doesn't wait. Like, open his eyes.
I'm like, having a rest?
No, he was, yeah. And I'm not kidding you, though. I'm not kidding you. Like, he literally made me go down there.
Wow.
And so I walked down. No, I just went down. I'm like, Z. And he just, like, opened his eyes and looked at me. I'm like, come on, man.
So you can't sleep on the bench.
I don't play. I ain't no play. I'm like, I know, man, but you can't close your eyes, bro. Like,
yeah, I know. Just keep your eyes open.
I really liked it, too. So but I honestly, to answer the question, sorry, I never – there was never any issues with Z in the locker room or anything like that. Yeah, so.
Besides sleeping on the bench. Maybe that's where that question came from.
Yeah, maybe that is where it came from, but it was more of Lavi than
right,
anyone else.
Of course, yeah.
So there you go.
This one's from Philadelphia Flyagram on Instagram. Said, Riley, knowing everything we know about concussions and trauma caused by fighting, and also your current mental state on health and fitness, if you could go back, would you still go down the enforcer path, or would you have shaped your career differently?
Ooh, that's a tough one. You know, I think, you know, advice I would give to young players would be, you know, really in this world of mindfulness and being more aware of their bodies and their feelings and, you know, their emotional state. I can't sit here and say that I would do it any different than I did. You know, it's helped define me and helped me get to where I need to be in this position of helping others, you know? So I think if I'd been too mindful, obviously wouldn't have signed up to eat punches for a living and would never have met Nast and, you know, and played for the Flyers, right? I mean, that wouldn't have ever been a reality and be able to be sitting here to talk about it. So, you know, it's one of those things. I'm grateful for the way things happened. But being honest about, you know, my mental state and, you know, my mental state back when I played and, you know, obviously with the science and information around concussions and all that good stuff, I can't help but be honest about it and try and help the younger generation of players be more in tune with their bodies and their minds, right? I mean, at the end of the day, the hockey career only lasts so long and you have to live the rest of your life. And you know, you don't want to be living in a state of perpetual pain, fear, fogginess, and all that stuff, you know? So, you know, it's a little bit long winded there, but, I wouldn't have changed it for the world. Cause again, I wouldn't be standing here, but, my message to the youth and, even Nasty, you know, take care of his brain and his body, you know, try, you know.
Just, I'm 0-4-1.
you know, just being honest with the conversation, because at the end of the day, mental health is real. The concussion crisis is real, and we're playing a game, but our health is the most important. If you want to have a family and live a long, prosperous life, you have to take care of yourself. So that can be taught at a young age. You can still be a high skill guy. If, you know, if I could have scored 50 goals a year and taking care of my body and mind and all that stuff, I mean, I would have been, you know, the Tom Brady of NHL, you know,
right.
But, you know, that wasn't in the cards. I certainly wasn't smart enough at the time to tap into that dimension, and certainly wasn't good enough of a hockey player to tap into that dimension, but grateful for it all. You know, let's say get some sense punched into me and been able to make some, you know, make something out of it. So what are your thoughts, Nast?
Yeah, you know, like, you're right. And thinking back, like, it's only been 12 years, really, but it, so much has changed. And when you were coming up before 12 years ago, 16 years ago, it was almost normal if you weren't, you know, you recognize, okay, you're a good junior player, but you have to be an elite player to be drafted, to be, you know, to get to play at that level. You worked your ass off to get there, and a lot of guys, that's just, it was like, that's what you do. I got to try to, this is how I'm going to make it. And, you know, science probably wasn't what it is now, and we don't know as much, obviously. But yeah, like, we always joke about when you were fighting, I was always like, Harry used to say, what are you fighting to? Like, I'm like, I just didn't want you to get hit. But that's a good question.
It really is.
It's a great answer.
Yeah, I know. It's an absolutely great question. I was glad it was asked. And, you know, again, like, you know, a good chunk of my career was still in that, like, old school dark era. There was really no mindfulness, no conscious awareness around any of this stuff, like recovery. And I remember, like, feeling guilty taking days off, right? I mean, now they're mandatory, right? Through the league. And, you know, you think about, you know, the spectrum of concussions and the way we're talking about it now. You have spotters in the, you know, in the arena. And, you know, the game has changed a lot. There's a lot more awareness around the game, which is a beautiful thing, because now we're actually acknowledging, you know, this type of thing. And guys are, we can say, more vulnerable. They're actually, you know, being more honest about their symptoms and their mental state, you know? So to me, I mean, back in the day, it was, you know, you just suppress everything. You don't talk about it. You know, you just battle through, you tough it out. And don't get me wrong, there's a fine line, right? I mean, you still have to teach, you know, resilience and all that stuff. But once you start talking about the brain and mental health, you know, the conversation can be had now, where I think it was never a thing back in the day. So I was, you know, fortunate enough to play in that dark era, and then, you know, they made a version of this newer era, which is a little bit more mindful. But now, I mean, teams have mindfulness coaches, and again, you have the spotters. There's just so much awareness around all of this stuff. So super important for the future of these athletes. So I'm just happy the way, you know, my career went, for what it's worth, as it pertains to mental health and brain health.
We got one more from Steel Flyers over on Twitter. He asked, what made you guys want to do the show, and what was it that inspired you?
Well, we just started talking about it one day. I don't even know. I think you came over for something. I don't even know what it was for. Maybe to take some pictures in my Settlemyer stuff, but we were doing something, and we just said, well, be kind of cool to, like, get some guys on and talk, and it would just kind of, next thing you know, we're doing it.
Yep.
I mean, it wasn't a whole lot of planning, that's for sure. Just kind of talked about it, and Roz was like, I'm kind of ready to get more involved back into hockey, you know, doing all your other things and stuff. So that's just kind of what happened. It wasn't anything special.
Yeah, no, it was very organic. I mean, Nasty and I have been bros since essentially my first day in Philly. You know, we hit it off, and we've been, you know, great friends ever since. And again, I think I just came by that one day, and I think it was really kind of making sense of your little setup here. And I was like, wow, like, you got such an amazing spot here, and we have such a great network of current and former players. It'd be foolish not to at least attempt to try something.
Right.
So, you know, the idea was simple, it was quick, and then we took action pretty quickly, It was like, you know, it was like, what are we going to call this thing? And we came up with Nasty Knuckles, and the next thing you know, we're in studio, rocking it out, and, you know, the rest is history. But it's been a lot of fun. I'm so grateful that we did it.
Yeah,
because, you know, a lot of people talk about ideas and talk about all these things you can do, and, you know, unless you try and give it, you know, the honest college try, you never know how it's going to play out. But you know, we're 90 episodes deep here now.
I know, it's crazy.
And had some amazing conversations, and you know, I like to think that we can keep this ball rolling.
I hope so. And I tell you what, I can't wait to see Debo at number 100, because the party is going to be insane. I'm pretty sure Clear Rum's going to be involved.
You would.
Their last party we went to,
oh man,
was amazing.
Yeah,
but Debo, he'll sleep for 3 days after. But he's gonna be in the mix. And we know Baller might be done by 7 p.m. because he just gets her going. He reminds me of Zach Hill. Just as
early
quick as
off. Go bump bump. Yeah, yeah, right.
No, I'm kidding.
Early
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it's
off.
Been great. It's been so much fun.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of fun. Appreciate Baller and Debo helping us out too,
so
right?
Much.
I mean,
do a lot for us.
Yeah, exactly. We couldn't have done this without them, obviously.
No, not a chance.
So thank you guys very much. And what else you got, Nash? We're wrapping this bad boy up, episode 90.
90, and we'll be back next week with a guest. Can't wait.
Yeah, no doubt. And just want to say thanks to another one of our sponsors, a new sponsor,
yes.
DLI Commercial, for any commercial construction needs nationally.
Yes.
Based out of Philly here. Check them out at DLICommercial.com. Big thank you to them, Clear Rum, obviously. And we'll have a new sponsor coming in next week. It'll be a surprise, but a reoccurring sponsor that we've had in the past. So looking forward to that one.
Yes, very much so.
And Nast, you better warm this place up for next
week.
Dude, man, I'm freezing my ass off.
Bullets in here, man.
Well, you guys lay off the coffee.
Dude. When you got a beard like that, you should never be clear. Forget Grizzly Adams and a man bun. Just let it down. You cover the rest of your neck and everything.
You don't
put
like the
hoodie on.
You don't like the look, now?
I love it.
Yeah?
I like the clean cut rigs.
You think so?
I do. That's what it's me. I got a bunch of text messages saying, tell rigs, a bunch of women, I don't know them, but they said, tell them to clean it up.
We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
Like,
probably not, though.
All right.
All right, Nas. I think that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Until next week, tune in for episode 91 and make sure
that you like, subscribe, and comment if you have anything good or bad to say, really, because I get a lot of bad stuff. I'm kidding. But please like, subscribe, comment.
And for the clear questions, make sure you send them in to Twitter page or Instagram page.
Yes.
And we will get to them next week.
Yes.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.